Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, Billy Brim's boy. And I am with my lovely wife, Candace, and we are pastors, co-pastors with Lee Morgans at A Glorious Church. That's Mom's church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have been talking about God's plan, which is the authority in Christ, and our plan and what we're supposed to do. And, you know, when you say it to me, what I believe I'm supposed to bring across in this message is to help encourage people and help people think about the place. So when you read the Bible and you read his scriptures, think about the place. Well, what place am I talking about? I'm talking about in Ephesians where it says we were made to sit with Christ far above all the powers of the enemy, and they are underneath our feet. Well, that's a place. That's a position he's talking about. And they're under us. So when you pray, you should pray almost looking down, going, you're beneath me, all the powers of the air. And it's from that place. And from that place, Candy, we're to be strong. And from that place, we're to put on our armor. And if you always say from that place and you think like, you're thinking heavenly minded.
Right.
In Colossians 3:1, it says, think heavenly minded at the right hand of the Father. It doesn't say think earthly minded. Think up there. So from that place, what are we supposed to do and how are we supposed to be?
Well, I know when we first started talking about all this, I read out of Grace Roos' book and it said, we have nothing to fear from him, Satan, so as long as we consistently recognize him as a defeated and already overcome.
Yes.
Our danger lies in that we lose sight of the power of Calvary and accept Satan's version of it. And so that's the place you're talking about.
Victory.
What is our position?
Yeah.
Well, we are always victorious in Christ Jesus. And so that's the place we need to always operate from and not be thinking about how we've lost or how we've done. You know, we started back in 2016 in January. We shared what Brother Copeland said, that this is the year of the great. And we talked about this last time we were on radio, the year of the great what? Well, whatever God has for you, great prosperity, great health, great what?
It's kind of like you fill in the blank.
Right, you fill in the blank. And so we talked about that last time. But then as pastors of a church, you know, you get to really know your family.
Yeah.
And you become a family and you know the ins and out and everything that happens in each family member.
Yeah.
And so...
the good and bad.
Yes.
The tough times,
yes,
the good times.
Yes, yes. And it's a blessed place. It's a blessed position to be. We love our church family and we're so thankful to God for it. But I started to notice that as soon as we started confessing 2016 will be the year of the great, then every avenue, every angle, Satan was hitting us.
Bam, here come the attack.
Yes, here it comes. And just like Grace Roos says, he's disarmed here. We are the victors. That's the place we reside from. That's the place we go from. And so when you're thinking about the Ephesians prayers, above all principalities, above every situation that's coming at you. So you went to the doctor and the doctor said, you have symptoms of this or that. No, I'm above that place. I'm above that report. I'm above that because the word of God says, by his stripes, I am healed and whole. Your place is above that in the word of God.
Yeah.
You have to take that stance in the word of God. And so going into that, the Lord directed us one Wednesday night in Ephesians again. And he took us over to Ephesians 6:10. And he starts talking to us about, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So in other words, talking about the place we're talking about, we could say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might in that place, in that position. So it's like you are that military person. If you're a military man, if you're a warrior, you go into that, you say, finally, Finally, I'm done. I'm done with you messing with me, Satan. I'm done with this place and the position I'm residing in. I'm going to go up above this place and position and be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. How are you strong in the Lord and the power of His might? Grab His word. Don't let go. You put on that armor of the word and don't let go. And that's your place and your position. Did you want to add
something? Yeah, you know, I thought of Rick Renner's teaching on finally.
Yes.
How it means in the Greek, if you haven't got anything else, if you haven't heard anything else I've said, right. Get this. This right, is the most important thing. And I thought, well, he said some pretty important things before Ephesians 6:10.
Yes.
And he says, now listen, wake up, stop passing notes, quit looking at your watch, quit daydreaming.
Yeah.
Wake up. This is it. What?
Right.
Be strong in the Lord. Well, where is Jesus? At the right hand of the Father. How can you be strong underneath strongholds?
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
Be strong with Him in union at the place. What's the place? At the right hand of the Father. How do we get there? By faith.
By faith.
You believe and you speak. I take my seat and I'm going to be strong in Him.
Yeah.
And in the power of His might.
Right. Right. And so if you continue on with this Ephesians 6:10, you have to think about this. Okay, here's the situation. Here's the thing I'm going through. How do I get to that place where I'm above that situation?
Right.
Well, Chip, as Chip said, you got to do it by faith.
Yeah.
But in that faith, you have to know the word of God. You have to come into that place of position. You can go right into Ephesians 6:10. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
His might.
That's the place you take your residency. Now, then he goes on. Then he'll tell us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then he's telling you once again, you're above this place, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Once again, in this same prayer, he's telling you, get above this situation.
Yeah, get above it.
Get above these. We don't wrestle with this. We don't wrestle with the flesh. We do get above this by the blood of Jesus. And we put on this armor that God is talking about in Ephesians 6:10. You have to bring yourself up in faith. When, you know, this is how I do it. When a situation comes up upon in our house, finances, whatever it is, I go at it like this. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the almighty name of Jesus. See if I can do this without crying. In the almighty name of Jesus, and by the authority that is invested in me, and by the blood of Jesus, I come right next to you, Jesus, and I take my place, and I take my seat over all power, over all might, over all dominion, and I speak to you, Satan, and I say by that power and that name, you get your hands off of me and my family. That's how I do it. Sorry, I got a little emotional, but I believe in this, and that's mamas. There's a mama out there right now.
It's real to you. Because you've taken your place so often.
There's a mama out there right now. I'm going to go with this by the Spirit. There's something in your family you're dealing with. Take your seat.
Get it back.
Get mean. Get mean. Get bulldog. When the Word of God says, when you've done all to stand, stand. That's where you are, little mama, right now. Now you take your seat and you come at him by the word and by the blood and by the name of Jesus. And you take over what belongs to you. Take your seat. You say right now, I take my seat at the right hand of the Father and I speak to this sickness that has come against my child. I will not have this operating in my home, in my place, in my position. You have no authority to me. And in that, you must flee right now in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. You cover that by the blood. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for that. Now, you know exactly who that little mom is right there, Father. I thank you, Lord, that she took her seat and I am in agreement with her right now. Now, you, going back to, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you heard Candy say, get bulldog about this thing. Now, we don't do that with each other. We love each other. Yes. But when you take your seat, listen to this. Delegated power, which we have been given this authority, right? Authority is delegated power, but its value, in other words, you can be given authority, but it's not very valuable. It's not working. But its value depends on the force behind the
right.
user.
Yes.
So
yes.
you've been given the keys, as he says in Matthew. You've been given the authority. Mm-hmm. But its value depends, people, on your force behind right. the user. So Barney Fife and Andy Taylor, mm-hmm. they both had right. authority right. badges.
Yeah.
And one would issue it. And he didn't even need to wear a gun, Andy.
Right, right.
But Barney, bless yes. his darling heart, even the bad guys didn't take him serious.
Right.
But he had the same authority.
Right.
So there are Christians. Are you a Barney or are you an Andy?
Right.
So we've both been given the badge.
Right.
Use yes. it. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I amen myself. I hope you don't mind that. I didn't hear yours out there. So.
Yeah. Yep. We amen each other. But in that place, in that position, you know, and the Holy Spirit, just like just then, the Holy Spirit tapped in with me and we take our place. We're taking care of business, you know, wherever the realm is, whatever the situation is. You have the ability and the right to take this place. Jesus went through a lot. Jesus bore those stripes so that we can come into that place in that position. We use his name, we use his blood, and we go after those things that go contrary to the word of God. They cannot operate in our home. They can't operate in our life. They can't operate in our family unless we give Satan the ability
Candy,
to do so.
Candy, you said it right when you said taking care of business.
Right.
We got to take care of business. We right. can't just let things go on.
Right.
And that's where we take it from, that place.
Right.
It's at the right hand. He's underneath our feet. And I thought of Jesus' answer as a 14-year-old child. Mm-hmm. And they said, what are you doing? Where you been? What is going on? He goes, I'm taking care of my father's business.
Yes, yes.
And I thought, man, we need to strike up that old song, Taking Care of Business. You know, but anyway, let's don't get all in, you know, in the natural here. But so anyway, taking care of business from the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Far above all principalities and
right,
powers of the
right.
air. And so when we're from that place by faith, we tell them.
Right.
Get your hands
yeah.
off. We yeah. command them.
Yeah. Yes.
We command and demand. We right. rule and reign from there.
Right.
From that place.
Right.
So the whole question is, people, that place. Be strong in the Lord from that place.
Right.
Put your armor on from that place. Pray from that place. Get in agreement with somebody today about something from that place.
Yes.
Call somebody up, your sister, or maybe a sister in Christ or a brother, mm-hmm. and something that's been over you for years, and go, will you agree with me?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, but let's don't just agree. Let's agree from that place.
Yes.
Woo!
Seated right next
and
to
And please
Jesus.
Call us and tell us a testimony, because you're going to have it. They have to
yeah.
obey you.
Yeah. Yes.
This has been the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Chip Brim and Candace Brim. We're pastors at a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, along with Lee Morgans. And we have meetings at 10 a.m. in Collinsville and at 6:30 on Wednesdays. So, if you'd like more information, call 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. We are located at 915 North 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma. That's 915 North 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Or if you want to get on the website, agloriouschurch.net. Or billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and shalom.